broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great, good morning. The forecast, Augusta National, sounds like the forecast in Honolulu, Hawaii. We've got mostly cloudy skies in the forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall is possible. Windward and Mauka areas, the showers are likely, particularly, of course, isolated showers on the leeward side, especially in the morning, and then the showers are likely in the afternoon to pick up. We've got northeasterly winds around 15 miles an hour, and that locally heavy rainfall is going to continue through the night. We've got a flash flood watch in effect for the entire state, and that goes from this morning all the way until Sunday. And of course, it is Saturday at the Masters. I've got to tell you, when I walked Augusta National in 2013, it is one of the most amazing feelings to be inside Augusta National. You don't want to be on Washington Road. When you're driving along Washington Road, you're going like, where is this beautiful golf course? I know it's got to be tucked away here somewhere. How could it be? Because this is kind of desolate. And then you get to the gates, you park your car, and wow, it's a whole new world. It's an amazing place. I walked it. It was so quiet. I went by myself on Wednesday afternoon, par three, excitement in the background. When the noises happen, it erupts. Somebody skips a ball across the pond, and all of a sudden, you're by yourself way up on the hill, and it just reverberates through the entire bowl that you're in. It's an amazing, amazing place to be. And right now, it is day three. Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America, lifetime achievement in journalism, and co-author of Vision 54, the trilogy, including Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, will be with us, as well as Jim McLean, owner of the Jim McLean Golf Schools. Bob Bupka and Kevin Shimomura will be doing a latte preview, because that starts next week right here in Honolulu at Ko'olina. But first, we've got to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots, concrete-colored floors, and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA teaching professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Now let's get straight to the Masters. Day three. It is Saturday on the course. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. Wait a minute. It's the morning round, and they're on the course, and they're almost halfway through nine. Ron Syrak, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Exciting times. It's interesting watching. Patrick Reed played an amazing round of golf yesterday. The playing partners with Tiger Woods, was awesome watching Mark Leishman shoot that eagle on 15, taking a very, very a dangerous shot, and it really paid off for him. What's it been like for you being there watching all this?
Yeah, it's been a very exciting week so far. I mean, except for Woods and Mickelson, we've probably gotten everything that we hoped we'd get. And you look at the leaderboard right now going into the weekend, and you've got, in addition to Reed and Leishman at the top, you got Stenson, McIlroy, Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Tony Finau, who came back from a dislocated ankle. You got pretty much everything you could want on the leaderboard. It looks like it's set up for quite a final 36 holes.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Bubba Watson, two-time Green Jacket winner, 73-69, and he took a shot off the pine straw. What happened with that? Can you give us a little insight into that round or that hole?
I really didn't see that one. But there's nobody that can do the things Bubba did. I mean, it was a shot similar to the one that he made in the playoff when
exactly.
he won.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's one of those shots that you wonder how somebody can curve the ball that much on what's not a very long golf shot. You know, it appeared to be about 100 yards or so or more, and he was still able to work it enormously. Nobody. One of the most entertaining things to do in golf is to go to the range and watch Bubba hit ball in the range, because he is genetically unable to hit the golf ball straight. So he just sits there and works the ball back and for all different directions. And you know, it's sort of what he needs to do to stay mentally engaged. He likes the challenge of making the ball curve.
It's like bend it like Beckham.
Yeah,
that's just
exactly
what he does with the golf ball. When he wants to get around something, he can do it just perfectly. So who have you been following?
Well, you know, I mean, I was very, very curious with Rory because it's my feeling that when McIlroy has his A game, he's the best player in the world. It's just that he hasn't figured out how to play when he doesn't have his A game. So he's had my attention early on. I was curious with what Tiger and Mickelson were going to do, and they ended up not. Well, Phil actually played pretty well the first day, but the second day, of course, got really tough, and he just couldn't handle it. But and then the Finau story was a fascinating one for me because I don't know if you saw that injury in the par three contest.
It was not pretty hard. Yes,
it was hard to look at. Yes,
you couldn't. And they kept rewinding, you know, replaying. It was like, oh, you're kidding me! Don't show me that again. That's too painful. And he literally put his foot back together again. And continued on after having a hole-in-one. He's celebrating a hole-in-one. That's the par three contest. You know, he's just having the time of his life, and whack, there goes his. But he was playing basketball. So as a basketball player, it seemed like, even though he said it's never happened before, maybe something similar, something close to that had happened, because he really recovered well. MRI, X-ray, and then the next day back on the course and having an amazing round, a 68.
Yeah, you know, and the way he said he had never done it before, but he did it immediately. It was like an immediately impulsive reaction, and just popped it right back into place. Finau's a fascinating guy to watch. He's a big, strong guy, got a very short backswing, hits the ball a long ways, and is an exciting player out there. You know, he's somebody who would, should do very well in this golf course, because it's pretty much a long hitter's golf course, long high hitter. I mean, you know, for about 5 years, my pick to win here was Henrik Stenson, you know, and he never did it. And now, boom, here he is about in his 13th Masters, up on the leaderboard, because he hits the ball long, he hits the ball high. That's exactly what is successful. Think of the guy with six green jackets, Jack Nicklaus. That's how he hit the ball, high and long.
You know, I've been wondering, why is it so important at Augusta National to hit the ball high?
I think it's for positioning the ball where you want it to be. These fairways are very wide. These greens are very big. But as Nick Faldo once said to me, you only want to use about a third of the fairway. You only want to use about a quarter of the green. You know, it's Augusta's all about, you got to find the route around it, and you got to follow it and not let yourself be seduced by how wide open the course appears to be. And I think when you hit the ball high, you know, it doesn't run out as much, so you can sort of place it better where you want to place it. Really important to come into these greens high and to be able to be. This is, you know, a lot of times you're better off with a 40-foot uphill putt than a 10-foot downhill putt on these greens. Got to put the ball in the right place.
It seems like you wouldn't want it to roll too much either. They're running so fast right now on the green. If you can get it high, get it to plop down and just stay at least within a couple of feet of where it lands, you'd be in great position. So if you can get it to drop and hold, that's really what you needed to do. Justin Rose, okay, our defending champion, first off, Sergio Garcia had a 13 on a hole. Yikes. Painful 13. Justin Rose lost to Sergio Garcia in the playoff last year. And here's Justin Rose, 72-70, not that far back from Patrick Reed and Mark Leishman and Henrik Stenson and Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth. What do you think his chances are?
Yeah, you know, I think he's not in a bad spot. He's certainly got good memories from here. He played really well here last year. You know, so much is in the hands of Patrick Reed and Mark Leishman right now. If they falter just a little bit, if they were to go out and shoot 73, 74 today, they let a lot of people back into this golf tournament. Those people back at even par, one under par, even one over par, are back in the golf tournament. And Justin Rose sitting at two under is not in a bad spot. If I'm him, and I'm sitting there, I'm looking at Henrik Stenson in third place at five under par, and I'm saying to myself, I'm only three strokes out of third place. That's my goal for the day. Catch that guy in third place. You catch him in third place, the top two guys stumble, and boom, there you are at the top of the leaderboard.
One of my sentimental favorites is Louis Oosthuizen, who lost... came so close. It seems like, how many years ago was that? 72-70, not in a bad position as well. Ricky Fowler usually has such a touch with the putter. His putter's not on. Did you see him working on that?
Yeah, you know, and it is. That is the key club for him. You know, right now, probably the two best players who don't have a major championship are Ricky Fowler and Matt Kuchar, and they're both still in the hunt here at this tournament. Ricky's the kind of guy that if that putter gets hot, he could put up the kind of number today, and it's really only going to get, given what the weather conditions are look like they're going to be for the day, somebody shoots 69 today, even 70, they're going to gain strokes on the field.
Yeah, and Matt Kuchar, another sentimental favorite after he had to wait for Jordan Spieth during the Open while Jordan was running around figuring out his strategy and finally winning. And Matt Kuchar, so close, but just, you know, when Spieth took off at the end, he just couldn't be caught. Spieth, with his 66, everybody was like, oh, he's having such a bad time in the first round, the first couple of holes. And then he got his game together on that back nine, shot the 66, but came back with a 74. Nevertheless, his attitude is really interesting. It's like, well, I haven't shot myself out of this.
Yeah, you know, and he started out dreadfully yesterday and then fought back to play the last 16 holes like one under par or something to get it back to a manageable score. So he's still extremely in the hunt. And, you know, you look at that group of players who are tied for fourth are McIlroy and Spieth. Tied for sixth are Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas. Those are four pretty scary golfers to have in your rearview mirror. And Patrick Reed's got to be looking over his shoulder at that portion.
Yeah. Justin Thomas, sneaky 74-67, and he's playing just nicely. I mean, very nicely, not getting a lot of attention, which is probably very comfortable. Dustin Johnson shot the 73, came back with a 68, and by the way, he is the number one player in the world. So we can't count him out, especially after last year. He's certainly, after falling on the stairs, hurting his back, not being able to play in the Masters when he was on such a tear, doing so well going into the Masters. Everybody thought he was a lock to win, and then having that terrible accident. But he's in a very, very comfortable place. Now, for Patrick Reed, nine birdies yesterday. That's halfway to Vision 54, Ron Czyrak.
He made three birdies in a row three times yesterday. Birdied 1, 2, 3, birdied 7, 8, 9, birdied 13, 14, 15. You know, he played his college golf here at Augusta National, but at Augusta State University, and they led them to two NCAA national championships. So he's played this golf course more than most because when he was going to college here, although, as he said, when they played it, you know, it was a much slower golf course than the way they get it ready for the Masters. So it's not exactly the same course. He talked about how on number 11, he never hit less than a hybrid into that when he would play here. And now you get more run out and you can be hitting short irons. But he's probably right now the closest thing to a hometown favorite in Augusta. He played his college golf here. The other hometown sort of connection is Matt Kuchar, because this is 20 years ago. It was 1998. Kuchar first popped onto the national stage as an amateur here when he was low amateur and sort of smiled his way to a very strong finish, was on leaderboards deep into the weekend. So they're the two guys left in the field who've got somewhat local ties.
Beautiful. I was looking at his scorecard. It's as though, and I think he had birdies coming out of 13, 14, 15 on both days. It's like he's going, okay, I'm through Amen Corner. I've made it. Amen Corner. I've made it. And just races along through. And he was so in control and so comfortable yesterday. I couldn't help but think, gosh, I hope he keeps that comfort level with him going in with the lead overnight into Saturday and Sunday.
Well, Pat, the two numbers for Patrick Reed are the key numbers. He's had 22 one-putt greens so far. So 22 out of 36 holes, he's one-putted, and he's birdied all eight of the par five holes that he's played. Those are both very, very scary numbers for the rest of the field for Reed to take into the weekend. At the same time, it's going to be hard for him to live up to that standard. Does he continue to dominate the par fives that way? Does he continue to putt that well? The vulnerable holes on his golf course are the par five holes. The other 14 holes are really, really hard. But the four par fives here, particularly the two in the back nine, 13 and 15, are brilliant risk-reward holes. They're the kind of holes that you can make three on, as we saw Leishman do yesterday. They're the kind of holes you can make 13 on, as we saw Sergio do. So they are great holes that way, and it's what makes this back nine so exciting. You can be four strokes down with nine holes to play, and you're not out of the golf tournament because there's a lot of strokes you can make up down the stretch.
Exactly. You can be down and not out of the tournament. Ron Cyrak, ronsyrak.com is where you can find him. He's a Golf Channel contributor. You can always hear him special to the LPGA, author of Vision 54 Trilogy, and I should say, of course, co-author with Pia and Lynn, Pia Nielsen and Lynn Marriott. I liked your tweet yesterday, stats from the Masters after 36 holes. Driving distance, Fleetwood had 313.2 on the field. Driving accuracy, Langer, 25 of 28 fairways hit. Bernard, always the machine.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing when you see, again, part of the genius of this golf course is when you see people like Bernard Langer and Fred Couples doing well here, because local knowledge and experience are such important things. And you know, honestly, I'm not sure that Bernard Langer is getting the credit that he deserves for the way he's been playing golf these last few years. To win as often, continue to win as often as he's been winning on the PGA Tour Champions is just staggering. He's playing golf at his high of, well, we've got to go back to Hale Irwin, and then before Hale Irwin to Sam Snead, to find anybody who's played golf this well at that age.
Yeah, truly. Playing beautifully on the Champions Tour for sure. Okay, we got to start off kind of going backwards now as we close. Something amazing happened at the very beginning of last week or this week when the Masters started, and Chairman Fred Ridley announced a very special event that's coming up next year on Saturday inside Augusta National. I'm going to let you take it away.
Yeah, they announced the creation of the Augusta National Women's Amateur Championship. It'll be 72 women selected based on the world ranking. 54-hole tournament. The first two rounds will be played at another course here in Augusta. The final will be on Saturday at Augusta National. And it's just another example of how Augusta National Golf Club has taken a real leadership role in helping to grow the game with creation of the Asia-Pacific Amateur Championship, the Latin American Amateur Championship, the Drive Chip and Putt Championship, and now this. And it shows how far this course has evolved in terms of its thinking on gender politics. You know, it wasn't that long ago that there were no female members here, and now there are. And now they are, you know, I thought they might do a one-off event like a Solheim Cup or an International Crown, something like that. This is even better because it's going to be an annual event. Every year there's going to be a women's amateur tournament at Augusta.
I love what Ridley said. He said, Bobby Jones and Clifford Roberts left behind a legacy of always trying to contribute meaningfully to the game of golf. The Augusta National Women's Amateur Championship embodies that principle, and we believe this event will have a significant and lasting impact on the future of the women's game. Our hope and expectation is that this event will further energize those who already love the sport and inspire others to the dream of competing at Augusta National. And that certainly is a wonderful dream to have. Ron Cyrak, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism, co-author of the Vision 54 trilogy, including Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. Pick it up, you'll enjoy it. Thank you so much for being on the show. How's that media center, by the way, that brand new media center? It sounds like you're in there.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's just, it's a spectacular building, and you were in the old media center. That one wasn't too shabby either. but this one is, this is unbelievable. It's got a restaurant in it. It's got lockers and showers. So if you're like the other night when they had the golf writers dinner, I was able to bring my suit here and hang it up down there and change here and not have to go back to the hotel. We got a view out onto the drive to the practice range. It's a pretty special place.
Wow. One day you'll have a locker there. They'll have lockers for you, and it'll say Ron Cyrak.
I'm not that far away.
Thank you, Ron, very much. Aloha. Have a great weekend at Augusta, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha.
We're going to come back. We're going to check in with Jim McLean. Yes, the Jim McLean Golf Schools in the U.S., notably Trump Doral. Also, a Jim McLean Golf School in Mexico and Spain. Teacher of major champions, including Lexi Thompson, Christy Kerr, the defending champion at the LPGA Lotte this year, Tom Kite and Keegan Bradley. And as a player, made the cut in the 1972 Masters. We'll be back with Jim McLean right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837, your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
You know, we always always talk about Amen Corner, Amen Corner. I like Amen, I made it. Well, we're not sure. Amen Corner was coined by Herbert Warren Wind in a 1958 issue of Sports Illustrated. He wrote of the sacred spot. It is, by the way, the 11th, 12th, and 13th holes at the farthest reach of the Augusta National Course, down in the Amen Corner, where Ray's Creek intersects the 13th fairway near the tee, then parallels the front edge of the green on the short 12th, and finally swirls along the 11th. Let's bring in Jim McLean, owner of Jim McLean Golf Schools in the U.S., notably Trump Doral, and he's also in Mexico and Spain, teacher of major champions, including Lexi Thompson, Christy Kerr, Tom Kite, and Keegan Bradley. And Jim McLean qualified for the U.S. Junior, U.S. Amateur, U.S. Open, U.S. Senior Open, and made the cut in the 1972 Masters. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mr. McLean.
It's nice to be with you, Danielle. How are you doing?
Excellent. excellent. Thank you. And you, I mean, you've got to be, you've played the Masters. You must be keeping up.
Oh, absolutely. Love Augusta. I've gone back many, many times. And, you never forget that first tee shot. You know, the first time you're there, you just can't believe it. And I think that's a shot that every tour player will always remember.
You know, it's funny. One of the tour players said that it doesn't matter. He always gets nervous, and it's the only time he's nervous on the first tee in the Masters.
It's, you're kind of on hallowed ground here in the United States, like maybe like St. Andrews out in Scotland, but it's such a special place to go to, and, it's just, you can't find anything like it, Danielle, anywhere. It's just the spot in America.
It is the spot in America. I walked it in 2013, and it was on a Wednesday, and the Golf Writers Association of America has its meeting on Wednesday, and so we get to go in, and I watched the par three for a little while, and then I kind of walked off. I thought, I really want to walk this course, and I saw Bernard Langer. He was practicing a little higher up, and I just kept walking. I walked the 18 holes, and I was amazed at how different it looks in person than on television. It has so much more incline. it's a much up and down course than you'd expect to see it in two dimensions. When you played in 1972, were you allowed to play before the practice round? Had you been inside before that?
Yeah, I was playing for the University of Houston at that time, and they allowed you to come in as many times as you wanted to. And our spring break was a bit before the Masters, and I got to go a little early. Jack Nicklaus was in early. He, as you know, we always went a week ahead. There were quite a few players there. So it was, a great time to kind of warm up and get used to everything. I know I had the worst practice session before the first round. I played pretty good in the practice rounds, but then the practice session, I was hitting the ball all over the place. Man, I was really so nervous going to that first tee, and there's just so many people at Augusta. It's always been like that. So it's just you're just lined up with people everywhere, and they slide your name in. People may not know that there's a little stand, and they slide your name in when you go to the first tee. And like I said, it's pretty amazing to see your name there, and you're a little worried about hitting a really bad tee shot. I played with Al Geiberger the first round, and he had such a great swing, and he hit first and hit a really bad hook into the woods, so that kind of relaxed me. I've always thanked Al for the rest of my life when I see him for that tee shot.
Yeah. Oh my, we're talking with Jim McLean. He's worked with many PGA Tour, LPGA and Champions Tour players. Bernard Langer, Sergio Garcia, Curtis Strange, Ben Crenshaw, Gary Player, Lizalotte Neumann, Steve Elkington, Lexi Thompson, Tom Kite, Hal Sutton, Keegan Bradley, Brad Faxon, Lenny Matisse. Am I pronouncing his name right? I always feel like I'm not. Christy
Matisse?
Kerr. Yeah, it's Matisse. Okay.
Yeah.
Christy Kerr and Jerry Pate. So Brad Faxon has gone on to be quite the putting teacher.
Yeah. He is. I mean, I don't think he's quite gotten enough notoriety for what he's done with McIlroy. He's been working with him a lot more than people know.
Yeah, and it's kind of like one of those things that you get good at, and you just are able to help people. I guess maybe that's his second career at some point if he wants.
Yeah, he likes staying under the radar a little bit, but Brad was known as the best putter of his time, a great short game, and I think he's helped a lot of tour players, but McIlroy really needed some help. He's been putting terrible, and this really, I think, was a really good thing for Rory McIlroy.
I think you're right, because he's got that spring back in his step. He's like, you know, he's just like, yeah, I'm here. And he's not a tall fellow. So when he's not happy, he kind of shrinks a little bit. But when he's happy, he has the spring and the bounce, and he's just looks as tall as everybody else. Sergio Garcia had such a beautiful, beautiful Masters last year, and then such a 13. I mean, that must have been on the first day when you're just feeling like, I'm back, I'm here, it's wonderful, let's see what I can do, and your whole world. And then I'm going to go to Tiger Woods now and to Phil Mickelson. These guys were like eagle, boom, boom, you know, practice rounds, and they looked like kings and legends and champions. And I think Phil Mickelson said, I don't know what happened. Yesterday's round was just,
79 yesterday. You know, we didn't really expect that from Phil. He was so pumped up for this tournament and coming into it playing really great golf. But, you know, you can get frustrated out there. You start to take some chances, and, you know, you can really add up the score quickly on that golf course if you make some mistakes.
Yeah, well, that 13 for Sergio was, talk about adding up a score quickly. My goodness.
He just was so stubborn there, Danielle. He was just like tin cup. You know, he just said, no, I can do this. He kept hitting the same shot. And he just refused to not hit the same shot.
Dear Sergio, please take a drop.
Yeah.
No, and you can understand why, but yeah, it's like the course says no. And Augusta National just seems to be more insistent on people becoming acquiescent and being slow but steady, just steady. Take the birdie, just go forward, right. Just move forward. What is it about the course that demands that?
Well, it's got the shot values into the greens. I think that's why Spieth's been so great there. He's such a great iron player. You got to put the ball in the right spot. When I worked with Lenny Matisse for many years, still do, but I mean, before he had this horrible skiing accident, he was playing great, and he had a chance. He lost a playoff there at Augusta, so I really had a lot of time with him that week. He lost to Mike Weir in the playoff. And, you know, he shot 65 the last round. So people can come back on this tournament. It's not over till you get to that, you know, through that back nine. They say that's where the tournament starts, the back nine at Augusta. And that beautiful little rhyme you said that Herbert Warren Wind wrote about Amen Corner, you know, he could just meld those words, just blend them in so beautiful. But really, that's what it's like. And you come around Amen Corner, anything could happen. You could make it, you know, you could go 3-2-3 there, and or you could go 5-5-6. You know, you could be at 6 or 7 shot exchange right there. Justin Rose last year had the tournament won pretty much coming into that 13.
Yes, he did. And then, oops, there comes Sergio, right? I mean,
right.
That's the whole thing. And all of a sudden it's in a playoff, and Justin's walking away with not the Masters green jacket.
One thing I wanted to mention too, Danielle, is the difference between winning that tournament and finishing second is more than any tournament in the world. Because if you win the Masters, you're a member there for the rest of your life. You can go anytime you want. You get to play in the tournament the rest of your life. There's no tournament like that, I don't think. And finishing second, people, you know, after maybe 1 year, they're never going to remember who finished second.
By the way, you could have stopped right at you're a member for life, and you can play anytime you want.
Yeah, isn't that something? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that is amazing. Just being able to sit over in the restaurant, that beautiful, I don't know. I just go back there in my mind, and I everything sort of gets quiet. And I actually got down with my camera, and I took a picture of the grass close up.
You can't can't find a weed anywhere. I've looked for one, but I won't find one.
And it doesn't matter how many people have trod upon it. It just seems to always look like, well, just a little vacuuming will fluff it up. You know, it never looks brown, doesn't, and I don't know, somebody told me it was some, you know, a mixture of seven different strains, and we'll never know because it's one of the Augusta National secrets, and that's just the way it is. We're talking with Jim McLean. He's the owner of Jim McLean Golf Schools in the U.S., notably Trump Doral, Mexico and Spain. Do you travel a lot? Do you go to Mexico and Spain?
I do. I go every year. It's at Mayakoba. They have a PGA Tour event down there, the OHO Classic. So I'm down for that each year. It's a spot you need to go to. It's sort of like Hawaii. Where you are is unreal. I was able to go out to Nenea. I finally got out there, and wow, was that the whole area there was just magnificent. But the golf course was just fabulous.
Yeah, that's a very special golf course, Nenea. They don't take a lot of guests.
No, probably not.
So don't go knocking on the door at Nenea to try to go play.
Oh, it was just beautiful. I mean, Hawaii is just so great. I hope I get back there soon.
I hope so, too. And we've got the LPGA Lotte starts next week. And Christy Kerr is our defending champion.
Yeah, I know. She continues to play great. You know, I talk to her quite often, and she's just such a phenomenal professional. She works so hard at her game, and she's kept her game up, and she's the all-time leading money winner for an American. She's definitely a Hall of Famer, and, you know, I think the most exciting, the most thrilling thing I had is when she won the U.S. Open here, because we talked about that since she was a little girl, and she's got that kind of tenacious golf game, and she's a great putter, always been a great putter.
Wait, where did she learn that, you know, walking it in? That is so intimidating. It reminds me of, there's that Jack Nicklaus when he won his final green jacket, and he putts, and they always show that, and he's like taking his putter and he's going toward it like, yes, it's going to go in, and he's it's that same kind of movement that she makes. It's like, it's mine.
Well, Christy's had that since she's, you know, she's had that confidence. She won the Florida High School Boys Championship when she was in high school. She won 22 out of 25 tournaments that year, and you know, she had no fear. When the guys would come, Faxon would come or Peter Jacobson, she'd challenge them to a putting match when she was a little girl. It's amazing. Yeah.
Truly, truly amazing. It's that kind of spirit that really makes the champion. It's like watching Tiger Woods. I don't care what anybody says right now. He's playing in the Masters, and he made the cut. And he's just back from fusion surgery. He just started playing on the PGA Tour this year. Okay, last year on a limited field event. But, I mean, it's pretty amazing what he's done, even though he's, like, at the bottom of the leaderboard.
Well, he's changed everything, you know. When he comes, he moves, he increases the merchandise sales, the ticket sales. The tickets went for twice as much this year, $7,700 a ticket this year for the Masters. The Valspar, the tournament he almost won, had the highest ratings of any tournament except for the Masters in the last 5 years because he was in there. Everybody, when Tiger comes out, it changes everything for golf. So for us in the golf business, I mean, he's the greatest thing you could ever have.
Yes, he is. He is golf business. The fact that he's got the determination at, I'm going to say it, as his age. A lot of guys, you know, like to ridicule him, but I think a lot of the guys who ridicule him, if they had $147 million and a yacht and a bunch of babes flocking around him, I think they probably would have said, yeah, I've done it. I got 14 majors. I think I'm going to hang it up and enjoy life. But he is so driven, the competitiveness. He just loves competition. He loves being in the mix. He loves being on the golf course. You got to have that drive to make it in this game.
Yeah, he's got that unbelievable inside gift of desire and the will to do more than anybody else will do. Christie's a little bit like that, very much like that, but Tiger is the epitome of an athlete. I listened to, do you know Colin Cowherd that does the sports?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's a well-known guy. He said Tiger's the greatest athlete in his 30 years of being in the business. He said Michael Jordan is second, but if it was in golf, he would be 15 shots behind. That's how much he said Tiger changes everything of what he's been able to do in his sport.
It's true. That's it. Jim McLean is owner of the Jim McLean Golf Schools, and of course he's best known for his Trump Doral School in Miami, home of the PGA Tour for over 50 years. A beautiful event had been played there for a long time. Do you think they'll bring one back there?
Well, I hope they bring one back to Miami. I actually just left after 26 years. I moved down to the Biltmore.
Oh.
So that's been a big change for us. But we're down in Coral Gables, real close to downtown Miami. And I've also got a school at Miami Beach down here, so two schools in Miami. And we've got 16 teachers here, six assistants. We're knocking it out hard. But, yeah, I had 26 great years at Doral. And we lost the tour event. So, Danielle, I hope it comes back here to Miami. Can't believe we don't have it. It moved down to Mexico. And, that's where Mickelson won this year. So they did good down there. But it seems like we should have a tournament here in Miami absolutely.
For after all those years of being in Miami? Absolutely, there should be a tournament in Miami. It's it doesn't matter where it's played, as long as that part of the world.
Well, they'd probably go to Doral. I think that's the spot. It's got the whole plant. It's got everything to do it. There's not too many other places that have that kind of space where the guys can stay at the hotel and everything. It would be the right spot to go. But there's a lot going on with the tour. They're making a lot of changes, where they've moved the PGA into the spring from the summer. So, there's a lot of other things that might happen. Maybe a major championship or something down here in the South Florida.
That we're going to have to keep listening our ears to the ground. If you hear anything, let me know.
I will.
But do you travel too? Do you, when people can't come to you, I understand that you're possibly going to places, maybe in the Chicago area.
Well, I'm doing schools in Chicago, Cleveland, Toronto. I go every year to London. I teach over at Queenwood for 10 days. I go to my school in Madrid this summer. And I'm doing a school out in later in Los Angeles in August. And then I go to my school in Park City, Utah, which for 2 weeks I go out there in August, which is really a cool place. It's Jack Nicklaus Golf Course called Red Ledges.
Wow, it sounds beautiful. So we can find, if you're going to be traveling to a location near us or someplace closer to us, or maybe you can actually come here, that would be fabulous. If somebody were to, connect with you and host you at one of our courses.
I'd love it.
Wouldn't it be fabulous?
I'd love it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd get you over here.
I've loved every time I've come to Hawaii.
That would be
great.
Wonderful. All right, so.
Thank you.
We find you, your website is jimmclean.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so you can find everything there, and I definitely need to update my intro.
No worries.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Much.
I spent a long time there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Danielle. It was a pleasure being with you, and let's enjoy this weekend watching that Masters.
Absolutely. We certainly will. Jim McLean, owner of the Jim McLean Golf Schools in many locations in the United States, Mexico, and Spain. And well, I hope we talk again soon, because it's been a real pleasure for me. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. Bob Bupka is on next, and he is also at the Masters. So much goes on in Augusta during Masters week. So let's say you can't afford to buy the full ticket, for every day, but you want to go one day. But you want to go all the way to Augusta, then what? Well, there's a whole lot that you can do in Augusta. We're going to come back with Bob Bupka right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We know you aren't looking for a new garage door right now. even though you haven't changed it in many years, even though the new styles you've seen look clean and strong, even though your current garage door is creaking and groaning, even though your garage door is the first impression that visitors have of your home, you just aren't ready. Or are you? Rainer Hawaii will make it simple to beautify your home. Call Rainer now at 676-3667. That's Rainer at 676-3667.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative.
Experts on call.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And Bob Bubka, host of the Grill Room Golf Show and Talk Sport, voice of golf, is at Augusta National. He, of course, does reports to Talk Sport in the UK. So we're waiting for him to finish and wrap up what he's doing in the United Kingdom from Augusta National so he can report into Hawaii, which would be really cool. I wanted to ask Mr. McLean about, you know, if you can't go to any of his schools, you can go to jimmclean.com, of course, and he's got a number of great books. The Complete Hogan Step-by-Step Analysis on Ben Hogan's Golf Swing. It's great for every golfer, and of course, if you're a Ben Hogan fan. Eight-Step Swing Book, the latest version of Jim McLean's famous Eight-Step Swing Book, is an all-time bestseller in golf instruction. And on his website, you can get the Building Block Approach DVDs online as a subscription as well. I like the Three Scoring Clubs DVDs because, you know, I don't use 14 clubs. I don't have the time to get good enough to know all I could do with 14 clubs. I just don't have the practice time. And if you're playing golf and you're frustrated, you're going out, but you don't have time to practice, this game takes repetition. And you'll find that even if you go out for 30 minutes once a week and then you go play once a month or once every 2 months, just going out every week just to swing the club, hit the ball, you got to practice. It's like expecting to be able to throw the ball to the pitcher or just throw the ball or throw a frisbee, and you haven't done it in years. Well, it's just not going to work. So a lot of these things help, and I like that Three Scoring Clubs DVD because out of the 14 clubs in my golf bag, I only use a few. And there is, of course, also the Eight-Step Swing and is nine chapters, specific instruction for women and junior golfers, advice on preparation and the pre-shot routine, and Jim McLean's fundamentals of golf and a whole lot more. So lots to discover. Jim McLean, one of the top teachers in the United States of America. So we're still waiting for Bob, and I was telling you about all the different things that happened. I was amazed at Augusta National. I didn't know when I was there. I should have prepared myself more, but I was just so excited about going to the Masters. After you go on the course, there's not a lot to do. You don't know Augusta. You don't know where to go. And it doesn't, Washington Road is not a person-friendly place. It's like a strip mall. There's some funky hotels that charge you over $200 to stay there. And you really want to rent a room if you can and do that in advance. That's a really good idea. There's a lot of fast food restaurants along the strip that's closest to the course. What you've got to do is go into Augusta. And then inside that little city, it's a world of art and entertainment. They've got the Augusta Jam that happens the night before the opening round at the Country Club Dance Hall and Saloon. Now, this is what was, I thought it was so amusing. Snoop Dogg and Vince Vaughn were there for Augusta Jam. Snoop Dogg's a huge golf fan, of all things, loves Tiger. And he talked Vince Vaughn into playing a three wood instead of a pitching wedge on an approach shot based on Snoop Dogg's knowledge of the, quote, grass. So the shot landed inches from the hole. Tickets for the Augusta Jam, put on by some very glamorous people, $150. And then the Augusta Jam supports the Augusta Mayor's Masters reception, and that honored Von Taylor and Jim Dent this year. And that's held at the Augusta Common. Here we go. April 2nd, that's Monday, it was Monday, Augusta Mayor's Masters reception. And Tony Terry from The Voice season 7 was there with Beth Spangler and DJ Rob. On April 3rd, it was Rock for Dough with Scott McCreery. On April 4th, it was the Party on the Green, a dance party with music for all ages, beach, soul, pop, jazz, house, reggae, R&B, funk. Speaking of funk, April 6th, it was the Major Rager with George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic. And then on April 5th, the Grand Old Rager with Keith Urban in the Evanstown Center Park. So all of that during Golf Week at Augusta. Really an amazing time to be had. So if you can't do the whole, you know, practice rounds over $200, and then there's the par three that goes up to $300 or $400 or $500, and then you've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and each day, you know, part of your salary, you $10,000 easy to go. And obviously, watching on television, you get better views, but there's really nothing quite like being inside Augusta National. So even if you go on a practice day, it certainly would have been awesome to watch Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods playing at their best. They kept the course so easy because they really toughed it up. And, you know, even with its the rain that they've got at Augusta National, like we've got here in Hawaii, they've got these sub-air systems at Augusta National, and they are able to dry out the greens because they're drying it out from beneath. It's truly amazing what they can do. So imagine you're playing the course, it's soaking wet, it's running slow, and then you get to the green and it's like, there you go. Switch. Okay, we're going to take a break. See if we can't find Bob Bubka right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837, your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422. 1-800-522-2222 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Maybe it's raining so hard that the systems to connect are not working as well as we'd like. I was amazed at what you can bet on. I was going through, of course, as I was scrolling through the various sites online, the Masters bets. You could bet on who gets hugged by the winner. Child, parent, wife, girlfriend, wife holding child, no hug at all. Well, if the guy didn't get hugged, then you'd win the most money because everybody expects to get hugged. If you chose a wife, girlfriend, your income wouldn't have been that, because that's pretty much a done deal, you know, that she's going to get the first hug. Another winner, will the winner cry? Not likely, unless it's Bubba Watson, and then you would have made a little bit of money on it. Will the winner of the par 3 contest win the 2018 Masters? We know the answer to that, no, because Tom Watson won the par 3 contest, and I thought to myself, Tom Watson, you've just done everybody such a big favor, because of course everybody knows the person who wins the par 3 contest doesn't win the Masters. It's never happened before. And yet these guys go in and they take their kids and their girlfriends are off in their caddies, and it's so much fun. Did you see Jack Nicklaus's grandson hit a hole in one? He was caddying for Jack, and Jack then said to his grandson, who's 15, said, "Hey, why don't you hit this one?" And he hit it, and it was a hole in one. It was absolutely amazing. Of course, that was the same time, you know, during the par 3 contest that Tony Finau hit a hole in one and then dislocated his ankle and then popped it right back in. I had an x-ray, no damage seen, but then you'd never know. So they did an MRI, and then he went on and played and shot a 68. And he's right at the, you know, relatively top of the leaderboard. When I say that, I mean, like, if you're in the top 10, you're in the top of the leaderboard. Not at the top, but close. It's just been a really exciting time. A lot of people very disappointed, of course, that Tiger Woods did so poorly. No more so than Tiger Woods is disappointed that he did so poorly. You know, once you realize that you've got your game, but you don't have your major game, I mean, it's a whole different ball game. When you're playing a regular PGA Tour event, and then you're going to play the Masters or the U.S. Open or the Open or the PGA Championship, those are the majors. And they set them up really difficult. They don't want it to be easy. Everybody's got to work for that win. And that's what they do. They make it as hard as possible. So the first couple of days were practice rounds, and I thought that was so sneaky. It's like, oh, they made it so much fun for the guys. And then they turned on the heat and said, huh, you were having fun? Not anymore. Okay, so now into the clubhouse comes Bob Bupka, host of the Grill Room Golf Show and Talk Sport. He's the voice of golf on Talk Sport, and we need to do our ID so that we can do our legal ID, if I could just find it in my papers. Let's bring Bobby in first. Bob, hi.
Hey, Danielle, sorry for the delay. I didn't have a green wrapper on my microphone, and they wouldn't let me talk to you until I covered my mic in green.
All you had to do was go get an egg salad sandwich. It's all wrapped in green paper.
Right, $1.50, and I could have had the mic cover and a sandwich. Boy, you can't beat that deal.
No, you can. You know, you can eat. I think Beth Nichols, Beth Ann Nichols, for Golf Week, she put a tweet out. She took a picture of the menu on the little board there and said, "You could eat everything on this menu and not spend as much as you do in an airport for one item, and you'd get like 14 different things." greens. It truly is the bargain. Here, let me take care of this real quick. K-P-U-A-H-I-L-O, K-P-U-A-H-I-L-O, K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. All right, we're talking with Bob Bupka, host the Grill Room Golf Show and Talk Sport, voice of golf. What a Masters we are having. Is it raining?
It is raining, and the threat of some thunderstorms moving into the area would be the only concern, as I'm sure you've told your listeners that the greens, you're not going to have to worry about. They have air conditioners under them, they have heaters under them, and they have sub-air pumps in case any moisture comes down. So even if it's pouring rain, the greens will be perfectly dry. It really does require getting used to. And one of the players asked an official, will they tell us if the sub-air pumps are on or not? And the answer was no. You'll have to figure that out yourself.
Oh.
But when you go to the first tee, you're pretty close to the ninth green. And if you listen carefully, you can hear whether the pump is on or not. But that's the only way you would know. I mean, the things that happen here, every year you come back, it just seems to add to the intrigue. Two things I found out this year, and I've yet to have been able to disprove it, but there are no birds or squirrels on this golf course.
No kidding.
How they keep them away, that's another mystery. I mean, I know so many golf courses that have problems with geese coming onto their golf course. Yeah, they have no birds. I mean, who ever heard of a golf course without a bird?
They must have some sort of electronics that send out a signal that birds don't like, you know, that you can't hear and I can't hear, like dogs can hear things, and squirrels. I'm just making this up, Bob.
But it sounds good to me. People are probably saying he's making it up about the birds and squirrels. Maybe I am. I don't even know reality anymore. This is such a fantasy land. It's just an incredible, incredible place. And the fact that they hold a golf tournament here just makes it extra special. And, of course, I knew there had to be a tremendous smile on your face when the announcement by Fred Ridley that they were going to have a women's amateur championship beginning next year. 72 of the best lady golfers in the world will be competing, with the final round to take place at Augusta National on the Saturday before the drive, chip, and putt on Sunday. I think that's just tremendous on behalf of the Augusta people who put that tournament into effect.
You're absolutely right. And one thing is, just to let you all know, that two rounds will be played off course. Two rounds will be played in Augusta, near Augusta, and then the final round will be played on Saturday. Then comes drive, chip, putt, and then, of course, that's when the Masters starts on Monday with practice. Now, someone said to me, the kids are all on the practice facility, which is about the size of a small nine-hole course. The practice facility at Augusta National is huge, and so that's where they do drive, chip, putt on the practice facility. So the kids aren't going to tear up the course. Somebody said, why don't they let the women play all three rounds inside Augusta National? And I thought for a moment, well, maybe it's because they don't want to tear up the course before the Masters. What are your thoughts?
I think you're right about that, Danielle. I mean, first and foremost is the first major of the year. And, you know, 18 holes, is not going to do any damage. But if it was 54 holes, don't forget, that's in the final preparation stages also. So they're willing to give up that Saturday, or at least a part of that Saturday. It would be rather tough if they had to give up Thursday and Friday also in making the golf course ready. So I think that's a nice blend. Two rounds going to be played at a fantastic facility called Champions Retreat, which is very close to Augusta National. And then the final round on that Saturday right here at Augusta National, I think it's great. I applaud, the Masters people for putting that into effect. But it's just been a wild week. I had a friend come down, and He had his little boy, and he wanted to go out to watch the tournament the other day. And I said, well, I have one friend that apparently is connected and probably can get you a good deal on two tickets. So we called the friend who called the other guy, and yeah, it was a pretty good deal. If you wanted a half a day on Friday, it was $3,500 for two tickets. So I don't know what a bad deal is, if a good deal is $3,500 for two tickets.
Yes. Well, we were just talking about how incredibly expensive it is to go see the Masters, even on a practice round day. But on a practice round day, you can, depending on who's playing, of course, if Tiger Woods is playing, everything doubles, as we were talking earlier. So, you know, in 2013, there was no Tiger Woods playing, and it was $200 or so to go in and watch the practice round. It got a whole lot more pricey as the week went on. But, you know, if you can get one day in and then enjoy just Augusta National and see the guys playing and having such a great round, like, I would have loved to have been at the practice facility and the practice round, rather, because they definitely play the whole course. When Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson were on, and somebody sent me a note saying, wouldn't it have been cool if Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods were actually playing together tomorrow? But it doesn't look like it. It looks like Tiger is actually having a fairly decent round of golf. Phil Mickelson, maybe not. What do you think?
Yeah, it's slim chance that they'll end up together. But I'm going to have to ask you to do me a big favor, and that is, why don't you take 1 minute to thank your many, many sponsors, and I promise I'll be back. I have a commitment I have to fill, which I will do rather quickly.
Oh,
I'll be right back.
You're going to be on Talk Sport. Okay, certainly. I can, you know, what we're going to do after we finish talking with Bob over at Augusta National, they had a technical meltdown. Fortunately, they're all back together because he's on Talk Sport now. So while I'm filling time. You know, what we're going to do soon. Did you know the Lotte qualifier is tomorrow? And we have Malia Nam, Anna Umemura, Patty Schremer, all from Honolulu and Kailua. They're playing, as well as Nicole Sakamoto, Marissa Chow, also of Honolulu, Alexandra Kaui of Kapolei, Christina Merkel of Honolulu, Sid Okino of Honolulu, and Kimberly Kim of Hilo. They are all in tomorrow's Lotte qualifier. What an opportunity we have. Malia Nam, Anna Umemura, Patty Schremer, Nicole Sakamoto, Marissa Chow, Alexandra Kaui, Christina Merkel, Sid Okino, Kimberly Kim. Yes, this is awesome. And the Lotte starts, and then of course the Lotte finishes on Saturday. So it starts on Wednesday, competition day. Monday, they are doing a great event. It's a clinic for women. Starts a little too early for me to make it because I'm working. But if you can get to Ko'olina, 4:30, I think, is a clinic. So we'll be talking with Kevin Shimomura, who is the director of instruction and player development at Ko'olina. We'll be talking with Kevin, doing a pre-Lotte kind of tournament evaluation. So Kevin will be on with us right after Bob Bupka, who's back from the UK. It's truly amazing what we can do with technology. 1 minute he's in the United Kingdom, the next minute he's in Hawaii. So, Bob, Phil started out with a double bogey, then a couple of nondescript holes, and then an eagle.
Phil certainly came in here with an abundance of enthusiasm. It just didn't go his way in the early going. I mean, we were all dreaming that Hollywood script of maybe Phil and Tiger contending come Sunday. But in reality, we have to be very thankful as golf fans, and your listeners certainly qualify as some of the best golf fans in the United States, because that leaderboard, you know, Patrick Reed with the local connection, having gone to Augusta State, never having won a major, Mark Leishman, you know, a lot of people will say, wow, Mark Leishman is under a lot of pressure. He's going to be in the last twosome of the day, and he's only two shots out of the lead, and he may win his first major. But it wasn't too long ago that Mark Leishman's wife went into a coma, and she was in a coma for a considerable amount of time, and the doctors didn't know if she was ever going to come out of that coma, and yet she has come out, and now they're expecting their third child. So if you talk to Mark Leishman, he's going to say, trying to win a major, that's no pressure compared to what I have been through. So I applaud him for those sentiments. Henrik Stenson, right there. I mean, the steely-eyed Henrik Stenson. He's only four shots back. He's won an Open Championship, so he knows what to do. And then, of course, the Hollywood story is Rory McIlroy. As I'm sure you have said many, many times, a victory here gives him membership into that exclusive club of five guys that have won all four major championships. And I really like Rory McIlroy's chances. I liked him before he teed off. I have no reason to pull my support away from him right now. And Jordan Spieth is at minus four. Going to be a tough pairing today for Jordan Spieth. He is paired, as you know, Danielle, with the number one player in the world, Dustin Johnson.
Yeah.
And Dustin Johnson cranks it up. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, and they're completely different styles. It's going to be really interesting to see how those guys compete. And then there's Justin Thomas and John Rahm. And Tony Finau gets to play with Ricky Fowler. I think that's a fabulous pairing. And Louis Oosthuizen with Justin Rose. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it's raining in Hawaii. We've got the same forecast you have. We have flash flood watch in effect for the entire state. Chance of thunderstorms, heavy showers across the island. It's been pouring all night on the windward side. Honolulu's not feeling it yet, but it's a coming. And Bob Bupka, I thank you so much for being on the show with me this morning. Thanks for getting through the technical difficulties and, trying to get between the UK and Hawaii. You are a champion. Thank you for being on the show.
Well, I apologize for being late, and all I wish is that every one of your listeners just sits back and watches one of the great golfing, the theater, the next 2 days is going to be incredible here at Augusta National, and as Danielle has told you, if you've never been, put it on your bucket list. It will not disappoint. Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha, Bob Bupka. We're going to come back with Kevin Shimomura. He is a PGA, by the way, and he's the Director of Instruction and Player Development at Ko'olina. Busy they are there getting ready for the LPGA Lotte. Starts on Monday with the qualifier for folks not in yet tomorrow. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
A question. What is six times larger than your front door? What can open and close with the touch of a button or the click of your smartphone? What do your neighbors notice every time they pass your home? And what is the one home improvement that offers the largest return on investment? What gives you thousands of choices yet can be installed in a single day? You're right. It's your new Rainer garage door. Beautify your home with Rainer at 676-3667. That's 676-3667.
Busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837.
2837.
Your experts on call. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Kevin Shimomura, PGA, Director of Instruction and Player Development at Ko'olina, the 2017 Golf Digest Best Teachers in Your State list, and 2017-2019 Aloha Section PGA Board Member. That means he's serving now. Welcome into the clubhouse, Kevin.
How are we doing, Danielle? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You must be like wearing 14 different hats, running from one place, making sure this is taken care of, getting ready for an LPGA championship. That's a busy undertaking.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for us every year, you know, with the best female players coming in, playing our golf course here at Ko'olina. Definitely exciting. A lot of hard work, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, you got Christy Kerr coming back, the powerhouse that she is, our defending champ. Michelle Wee playing so well. This is really going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I mean, when they come in, the ladies come in, they're, you know, they're nothing but class, and, you know, they play well, and they treat the fans well, and it's like I said, it's an exciting time for us.
This is the LPGA Lotte presented by Hershey. It's April 9th to the 14th, because Wednesday's when it starts, and we're playing through 14th, which is a Saturday when it ends. It's because it's broadcast in South Korea, and they want it to finish on their Sunday, so it finishes on our Saturday. So this is the seventh year. Fabulous. We've got lots of wonderful things going on before the competition starts, including a clinic. Can you tell us about the Monday clinic that you're having?
Yeah, so we have a ladies first clinic from 4:30 to 5:30 on Monday, featuring Angel Yin and Lizette Salas, who'll be out here, really just hitting some shots for our guests and answering any questions they guests may have. You know, in the past, we've had some great players come through this clinic, and it's really a fun event for the people that come out, just to kind of, you know, get a little more in depth with, you know, what players, you know, think about, and maybe they can take a few little nuggets that'll improve their game as well.
Absolutely. The Lotte title sponsor, it's an industrial conglomerate, but it started in 1948 with Lotte Confectionery producing candies and cookies. They're very famous in Asia, hence the connection to Hershey. So it's the LPGA Lotte presented by Hershey. Do they bring a bunch of candy with them?
They bring a bunch of candy for us, not only for, you know, the guests and the spectators, but also for our staff and the volunteers as well. So it's a needless to say, it's a very good week for us if you like chocolate.
It's enticing. It's it's yeah. Difficult to stay away from the bowls.
it very much is. So the chocolate consumption for our staff goes up.
Yeah, it goes up
a bit. Yeah.
The purse is $2 million. It's 72 holes, stroke play, Ko'olina Golf Course, a par 72, a tough course. The front nine is deceptive, and then you get into the back nine. Tell us a little bit about the setup for the LPGA Lotte.
You know, well, we did have a couple changes that we've done to the golf course from the past years. We did a bunker renovation. We took out a few bunkers. We've really put in new sand, so the bunkers are fantastic. Couple of the holes, we do have different cuts as far as the fairways go. So their players are going to see a few different things off the tees. They're going to probably have to pick a few different sight lines. But course is in great shape. I got a chance to play nine holes the other day, and greens are rolling fantastic. As you know, the weather in Hawaii the last couple of weeks have been a little wet. So the course has gotten a little bit more rain than we anticipated coming in. But again, the course is green, and it's looking fantastic.
It's going to play well on television. It's going to look absolutely gorgeous on TV.
It is. It's going to look very green.
Yeah, exactly. And the greens will be very receptive. Tell people who don't play what greens being receptive means.
Well, I mean, with greens being receptive, it's basically as players hit their approach shots into the green, balls will be holding. You know, if you're familiar with golf, you watch the U.S. Open, whether it's men's or ladies, greens are very firm. You know, big first bounces. You know, our greens right now are pretty receptive. I know that they're going to try to get them a little bit firmer than what they are. But as far as what you're talking about being receptive, it's just as approach shots come into the green, they're really holding and not taking too much of a big first bounce.
So it's great. See, so if you manage to get your ball on the green, it stops. It doesn't go a lot, you know, and when they're not receptive, which they won't be today at the Masters, for instance, because they've got the sub-air system and they can dry them out. So you're playing in this really mucky, it doesn't roll on the fairway. You're not getting any roll, which is where you want it. And then you know, your approach shot into the green, you hit the ball and it should hold like it does everywhere else on the course. It's not. It's going to roll. It's going to be fast. So you've got to adjust between this crazy wet, muddy weather, and because they don't have sub-air on the whole course. I'm sure that's part of their plan eventually, but they've got this sub-air system so they can dry out the greens. Wouldn't that be something to play something as a PGA professional, Kevin Shimomura, and head of instruction, director of instruction and player development at Ko'olina, what would that be like playing in muddy or wet conditions and then having the greens be so fast?
It would be a different challenge. I mean, you'd be having off the fairways, you'd be having a little bit different situation. Balls won't roll out, like you said. But then coming into the greens, if they're able to control the firmness of the greens, you're basically coming in from a soft fairway into a firm green, which can throw people off. So, you know, a lot of times when people are going through practice rounds, regardless of if it's, you know, Hawaii tournaments or at the highest level, players are going to be, as they're going through their practice rounds, they're going to be trying to get a feel for, is the ball bouncing? How much is it rolling? Those types of things, so they can best prepare themselves for the week.
Yeah, we've got practice rounds, but when does the Pro-Am start for the LPGA Lotte presented by Hershey? On April 9th is the competition through the 14th, but you must have, Pro-Ams.
Yeah, so we have two Pro-Ams. We have a smaller Pro-Am starting tomorrow in the afternoon. We also have our bigger Pro-Am set for Tuesday, which is the day prior to the first round.
So you've got the practice. They can practice tomorrow. They can practice on part of Monday. Then they've got the Pro-Am, which is kind of practice, but not really, because the women are so wonderful the way they interact with the people who have signed up to be in the Pro-Am. They really give a lot of themselves, don't they?
Yeah, they definitely do. And, you know, all of them are very good at, you know, realizing that, you know, the sponsors and the fans and the Pro-Am, you know, the Pro-Am participants are really a big part of each event that they play each week. And they know that, you know, they wouldn't be here without them. So, you know, they're very good about, you know, interacting with their Pro-Am partners, interacting with the fans. And, you know, the years that they've been here have just been great. I've got all the fans that have been here that I've spoken to have said nothing but good things about them.
They always tell me that the Pro-Am for the LPGA is a whole lot more fun, and they feel like they get a lot more out of when it comes to doing a Pro-Am, and you're learning. So it's your learning, and they are almost like teaching you as you go. You get a lot of great tips. So it's a fun thing to do. If you've ever wanted to, thought about doing a Pro-Am, you're supporting the charities. Where does that money go that people give to participate in a Pro-Am?
Well, the money that I don't know exactly which charities they go to, but I know that all the money that is raised, they definitely go to a great cause.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is for charity. That's what the Pro-Am money is for. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw a curveball at you asking for specifics
no.
like that. So, and by the way, you know, after the final round of the LPGA Lotte, there is the We Love Ping Pong Championship, raising money for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and the Michelle Wee HSJGA Tournament of Champions, which is a whole lot of fun. And with that, I'm moving on to probably one of the most exciting days of the year. It's the LPGA Lotte Qualifier. And will you look at the number of Hawaii girls getting ready to compete, hopefully, in this LPGA Lotte. The list is amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of great players from Hawaii. You know, you just look at some of these lists, or the list that I'm, you know, looking at for these players. You have players like Malia Nam, Anna Umemura, Sid Okino, Kimberly Kim, Christina Merkel. You know, all these players are highly competitive, highly talented, and, you know, we are, I think I speak for everybody in Hawaii, where we're pulling for one of them to make it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How many get out of the qualifier and actually get to play on Wednesday?
Well, it'll be two spots.
And I'm just mentioning, so it's the qualifying field, trying to get in the two spots. There are a lot more than the LPGA Lotte qualifiers from Hawaii. So it's not just Malia Nam of Kailua, Anna Umemura of Honolulu, Patty Schremer of Honolulu, Nicole Sakamoto of Honolulu, Marissa Chow of Honolulu, Alexandra Kaui of Kapolei, Christina Merkel of Honolulu, Sid Okino of Honolulu, and Kimberly Kim of Hilo. But they are all a lot of them were HSJGA and started when they were seven, worked their way up, played in the Michelle Wee HSJGA Tournament of Champions, and now some of them are, they have different statuses on the LPGA Tour that doesn't guarantee them a spot. Some of them aren't playing professionally, but are going to be, and some are given the sponsor exemptions to get into the qualifier, including Malia Nam, Anna Umemura, and Patty Schremer. So this is really, really exciting. I'm thrilled that we've got so many girls playing. Where are they playing? Are they playing at Ko'olina too for the qualifier?
They are, correct. And, you know, just to touch on what you said, a lot, you know, all of these players have come up through Hawaii State Junior Golf, or, you know, the junior golf circuits on the islands. It really just gives for juniors that are playing now, it really gives them, you know, a goal to set for, and, you know, just give them, you know, hey, I can do this. You know, I see all these other girls are doing it, and it just really gives them, you know, positive feedback and to chase their goals and to chase their dreams.
Yes, be like Christy Kerr. Believe in yourself. She beat the boys, and she would challenge the guys to putting, games. So come here. I'm just as good as you, and I can do it. And it's just like Augusta National Women's Amateur Championship, created to play at the Masters on Saturday before the Masters Championship. The Augusta National Women's Amateur embodies the principle of contributing meaningfully to the game of golf, is what Fred Ridley said. Bobby Jones and Clifford Roberts left behind that legacy, and they believe this event will have a significant and lasting impact on the future of the women's game. Our hope and expectation in this event, that it further energizes those who already love the sport and inspire to the dream of competing at Augusta National. So you're talking about what they're talking about, inspiring through the dream of competing. I appreciate the time you've spent with us. Kevin Shimomura, PGA Director of Instruction and Player Development at Ko'olina, the 2017 Golf Digest Best Teachers in Your State, 2017-2019 Aloha Section PGA Board of Director. You're a busy guy.
Yeah, it is, but you know what? It's a lot of fun. You know, I wouldn't change what I do for anything. So appreciate, you know, you having me. And, you know, hopefully we see everybody out here next week.
I'll be there. I'll be in the media center doing the show from the LPGA Lotte presented by Hershey. I hope y'all come out and have a really good time and get out for the clinic. That is on Monday. Monday at 4:30, there's a clinic. Is it for just women or is it for anybody?
It is for anybody. Come on out.
Come on out. All right. Thanks so much, Kevin, for being on the show. Aloha.
All right. You got it. Have a good day.
You too. And the 72nd annual Transamerica WFG Western Intercollegiate is set for this weekend. Okay? So it's on 7th and 8th at the Pasatiempo Golf Club. And I mention this in specific because the field includes Arizona, Cal, Colorado State, Hawaii, North Carolina, Oregon, Pepperdine, San Diego State, Stanford, Texas, UC Irvine, USC, UTEP, Washington, and the host team, San Jose State. So Hawaii, we're all rooting for you here, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right, the golf club is
is made possible by the great people at Futura Stone, Creative Plumbing, and Rainer Doors. Creative Plumbing, whether you are a large shopping center, a hen house, a custom home, or a townhouse, or a big building, a small one, it doesn't matter. If it's a new build, a renovation, or a repair, you need to call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. And they are Creative Plumbing. Futura Stone, Futura Stone's master craftsman can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project. You started something or you saw something in a magazine and you'd like to make that part of your walkway. You'd like to do something like that. Turn it into artwork, natural stones. They specialize in the Brazilian quartzite flagstone. Aquapave on-site stormwater source control systems. Boy, we could use that. This winter's been wet. Interlocking concrete pavers, Roman stack walls, Futura Stone. Only the best. And Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Make your family secure. Call Rainer Doors. It's 647-2056. And of course, Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach. Give him a call. He's over at the Kahili course. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. You can find us at RadioGolfClub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.